Bill Gates and Bob Gates. I don't believe in kicking somebody when they're down, but I do believe in accountability. And I'm going to try to tie it together, those ideas in regard to both Bill Gates and Bob Gates. So, Bill Gates, you know, they say the character is destiny. You know, Bill Gates is a very driven person, and look at all the success he had with Microsoft, but he, you know, by many news reports, he, you know, mistreated employees, or I'm not sure exactly what term to use, because, you know, it's not clear, you know, exactly what happened or the extent of it, but I mean, it might be more clear to some people, but, you know, there's differing, you know, testimonies, and I'm not an expert on it, and I only read one or two articles. But the main point is that you can be on the top of the world. Like, Shakespearean tragedies are called tragedies for a reason, because usually there's, like, some fatal flaw, not fatal necessarily in terms of mortality, although, you know, I guess in Shakespearean dramas that can sometimes be the case. I'm not an expert in Shakespearean dramas either, though I read a couple of them in high school. I think Othello, Hamlet, I used to call Hamlet Omelette. Sounds tastier that way. But anyway, you know, Bill Gates is kind of looked down upon now by a lot of people, perhaps. You know, his press coverage is horrid. You know, his wife divorced him. He associated with the Jeffrey Epstein. You know, he's still one of the richest people in the world, but, you know, money can't buy you friends. I guess it could buy you false friends, but, you know, true genuine feelings of friendship and respect, if Bill Gates paid someone $1 million, would they respect him? They'd probably be grateful for the $1 million, but, you know, depends who the person was. If Bill Gates gave me $1 million, would I accept it? I mean, it would depend what the money was for. Probably not, because it's not a good idea to be associated with him at this point. You know, and it kind of condones things, but if he made an attempt to rehabilitate himself and more facts came out, you know, a lot of people have done bad things. I mean, who's the famous football player that went to jail for dog fighting? And there's a lot of people there's a lot of people that have, I don't know if he's totally rehabilitated himself or not, but he came out of jail and went back to football. You know, some things are like kind of maybe like unredeemable in a lifetime. Like Aaron Hernandez, he got convicted for murder, and then I think he committed suicide, if I'm remembering correctly, in jail. But, you know, America, and I would say humanity, is kind of like, in general, the land of second the land of opportunities and the land of second opportunities. And, you know, Bill Gates is older, like, You know, it's interesting because he did his foundation for so many years. He tried to cure malaria and everything else. And, you know, he at this point, he's not going to be remembered for that. You know, it's interesting to think about, like, maybe in 100 years, if the history books mention Bill Gates, will it be as the creator of Microsoft? Will it be for a scandal? Will it be for his foundation or something else? It'll be interesting to see. Now, Bob Gates, he was interviewed by 60 Minutes last night, Anderson Cooper. When you're good, you're good. And I'm talking first about Anderson Cooper, but Bob Gates is great also. I mean, I don't really know Bob Gates, but the interview was very impressive. Bob Gates served under 8 presidents. That's not easy to do, because usually if it's a Democrat, Republican, you know, one or the other is not going to like you, you know, for whatever reason. Even if just because you served under the other party. So to survive under 8 presidents in top leadership positions, including, is amazing. And Anderson Cooper, when I say you're good, you're good. You know, it's like now he's kind of like, I don't want 60 minutes that off. There's a lot of cars in the background because I'm outside by a busy street. So hopefully, I'm putting this close to my face. Hopefully, the sound quality is good. So, you know, Anderson Cooper, and I saw a documentary on his mom, Gloria Vanderbilt, the Vanderbilts. It's a fascinating documentary. But, or it was a show or a documentary. And Anderson Cooper is so talented. I mean, he, you know, I guess CNN just has to feature him to probably keep him because he, when you listen to him, I don't agree with everything he says. I'm not going to say like my political leanings. Well, actually, I'm a centrist. Like I consider myself an independent centrist, but I don't agree with everything that Anderson Cooper says. And there's a few times I've disagreed with him strongly, but I think he's a really smart guy, and I think on the whole he kind of tries to be fair. Like I said, there's a few things I didn't agree with, but he's very talented. But he was interviewing Bob Gates, and I was so impressed with Bob Gates that I Googled his books, and I might actually read a couple of his books because I think I'm very interested in history and politics, and Bob Gates is just a thinking person. Like he has kind of like kind of original ideas that kind of synthesize, I think, some good things. I mean, I don't know him well enough to say for sure. I haven't read his books yet. Just sometimes you can tell when a person speaks. You know, there was one thought I heard when I that I had when I heard Bob Gates speaking, and I thought he talked intelligently about the topics. He talked intelligently. I thought about like Afghanistan and the other topics, but I was thinking during the interview when they were talking about he served under Obama and you know, other presidents that, and I'm not talking about any particular president that he served under because he served under 8 presidents, but sometimes like the number 2 guy, he wasn't vice president, but you know, a member of the cabinet, I think at times they can even be better than the person above them. Like he said something that just struck me. Like Anderson Cooper asked if presidents ever admitted their mistakes, you know, like big blunders, and Bob Gates said no, and Anderson Cooper and he said, you know, maybe in their heart they realize they made a mistake, but they don't come out and say I messed up, you know, even to their inner circle. I mean, maybe they're afraid someone to write a book or something, but and detail it to everyone. But Anderson Cooper then asked Bob Gates during the 60 Minutes interview, he said, do you think that they should? Do you think that they should, you know, say that they messed up when they feel they messed up, or if they did mess up, according to a lot of people? And Bob Gates said yes, and that impressed me. I mean, I think, and he was critical of Biden. He was critical of Trump. You know, one's a Democrat, one's a Republican. I'm not saying that, you know, I agree or disagree with Bob Gates, you know, about either of those, but he seemed like a pretty he seemed like a pretty balanced person, a very thoughtful person, and he seemed to me like a person actually that might even be, if he stuck to it, a better president than the presidents he served under. He served under 8 presidents. I mean, I'm not saying he would be better than all of them necessarily, but for him to say that a president should admit their mistakes, or admit that they made mistakes, or say that they made mistakes, that shows like a really deep sense of just correctness, I think. Rectitude, if that means correctness. You know, credibility. I mean, if he was president, he said that. Wow. I mean, I would love to see a president just get on TV. Not if they were saying it all the time because they were incompetent. But if they just said, like, when it was obvious that they had done poorly, I messed up. You know, I'm going to try to do better. I messed up. They would have so much credibility. I mean, the other side, if it was Republican, the Democrats, if it was Democrats, Republicans, they might jump on them and say, yeah, you know, you should be impeached because you're so bad. But I think a lot of people would rally to them because people know what the truth is. I mean, not everybody agrees in this country. It's very polarized. But by and large, like, people in your life, you know, if they messed up, you kind of know it. And if you messed up yourself, you know, at times, you know it. And it would be great to have a president that said, yeah, I messed up. So Bill Gates and Bob Gates, there's only a few different letters in their names, but I think in terms of how they have stood the test of time, radically different. Because if you had looked at them like 30 years ago, nobody knew about, Bob Gates was not nearly as established as he was now. And Bill Gates was kind of like at a much higher pinnacle than he is now. So they've kind of reversed fortunes. Like Bob Gates, has ascended, and Bill Gates has, not totally declined, but he's definitely stumbled. And I want to say also, I'm sad about the passing of Colin Powell. I think Colin Powell was, in some ways, maybe a little similar to, Bob Gates. Like, not really an ideologue, I don't think. Just someone that wanted to kind of get things done and really, believed in the country. And I don't know Colin Powell super well, but I heard him, interviewed, and I remember when he was Secretary of State, I believe. And, it's sad. When you see someone like Colin Powell die, I mean, Colin Powell is someone I kind of grew up with. I don't know how old he was when he died, but, I remember him for many years. So, it kind of makes you realize about mortality when people that you knew for a long time, when they pass on.